everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to one of the eight OHL players who came back from the World Junior Hockey Championship with a gold medal, and now he's hoping for a long playoff run to potentially capture his second OHL championship. That's coming up in a minute, but first, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Mississauga Steelheads forward Owen Tippett. He picked up 7 goals and 3 assists for 10 points in 3 games last week. Certainly impressive numbers for the first-round pick of the Florida Panthers from the 2017 National Hockey League Entry Draft. The 18-year-old from Peterborough now playing in his third season with the Steelheads, who chose him 4th overall in the 2015 OHL Priority Selection. He entered this weekend with 36 points in just 23 OHL games as he returned to the OHL in November after starting the season with the Florida Panthers. Meantime, a draft pick of another Florida team, that being the Tampa Bay Lightning, is Taylor Radish. Now a member of the Sioux Greyhounds, Radish was among the OHL players who captured gold for Team Canada at the recently completed World Junior Hockey Championship in Buffalo. And following the World Juniors, I chatted with Radish about what it meant to win gold.
With Taylor Radish of the Sioux Greyhounds now, and Taylor, let's talk about the World Juniors in Buffalo. It was, I'm sure, a whirlwind tournament to go through, but capturing gold. You've had a chance now, about a week, to look back on it. What comes to mind when you think about that tournament?
Yeah, it was unbelievable just the way it ended, just getting to that final game and knowing what happened last year, and you didn't want to let this one go by and never have a chance at winning gold. And to win it in the last minute and a half there, getting that goal from Steenbergen, it was pretty cool on the bench and just to see the fans and to know that we were a minute away from winning, and then finally icing it there at the empty netter. It was a special time and something I'll never forget.
While the tournament was technically played in the United States, did it feel like a Canada home game for the gold medal game?
Yeah, it was awesome just having the home crowd there. I think there was only a little bit of Sweden fans. The whole crowd was mostly for us, and it just goes to show you how passionate the Canadian fans are. And yeah, just brought me back to the memories of last year with it in Canada, and it was pretty cool to win in front of that home crowd there.
Why was this year's team able to pull it off?
We were just so prepared. Our same coaching staff as last year, pretty much, other than Knobloch being away. But yeah, they just prepared well and knew that we had to have an edge on every team. And I feel like we did a good job in the preparation category, and we were well rested and ready to go for that final game.
Fill people in now that it's over. Does Hockey Canada and the coaching staff kind of put you guys almost in a little bit of a bubble as the tournament's going on, just to avoid the outside distractions?
Yeah, they definitely do that. It's a good thing just to keep your mind focused on just hockey and not on the outside world. You're there for a month, and it's to dial in on hockey. And I feel like with that, it lets you play your game and not focus on any extra stuff that can get your mind off the way you play.
The only thing outside world exposure you had was, of course, the outdoor game. I know win-loss-wise it didn't go the way you wanted to at the time, but what was that whole experience like playing in front of about 40 grand in terms of the number of people where the Buffalo Bills play their home games?
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever get to play a game like that ever again. It was pretty cool to see when you walked out onto the field and finally got on the ice, just the roar of the crowd. And it was a good back-and-forth game for the most part. It was quite tough to play in with the conditions, just the snowing, things like that. But, yeah, it was unbelievable, and it was something I know a lot of us will never forget.
How did you adjust even preparing for that game, knowing you were going to have to face the elements?
Yeah, just play your game simple. It was just, you knew it wasn't going to be a skilled game. It was just a chip pucks and work hard game, and we got a couple goals there in the first and second, and sadly we fell short in the third with in the shootout. With we got away from our game a bit, but yeah, you just got to keep it simple and just get the pucks low and try to work hard for goals.
A change for you right after the tournament, joining the Sioux Greyhounds, a team that you know is going for a championship. You had the experience of a championship last year. What does it mean now to be around the Greyhounds?
Yeah, it's really exciting. Just we knew in Erie this year we were going to have a rebuild year, so I knew I could have been one of the guys that would be traded, and they put me in a good spot, sending me to Sioux St. Marie, the top in the OHL right now and in the CHL, and I'm really excited to be here. I've played one game now, and I'm feeling quite comfortable with with the guys and the team, and it's going to be an exciting couple of months. We just got to keep working hard, and good things will happen.
You went up to Sault Ste. Marie with some familiar faces, Jordan Sandbrook from the Otters, and of course Boris Tkachuk and Connor Timmins, who played with Team Canada with you. Was it nice to go to a new team with some familiar faces?
Yeah, it was definitely more comforting just knowing Jordan from Erie there, and Boris and Connor from Team Canada. It's a big help, and when you go to a team not knowing a lot of guys, it's kind of hard the first couple of weeks, but just knowing four guys like that, and it makes it a lot easier when you get the transition, things like that.
That was Taylor Radish of the Sioux Greyhounds, one of the gold medalists for Team Canada at the World Junior Hockey Championships, and a total of 20 OHL players at this year's World Juniors. Meantime, this week's CHL Top 10 rankings once again sees Taylor Radish and the Sioux Greyhounds as the number one team in the country. They're followed by the Hamilton Bulldogs at number 5, Sarnia Sting at 9, and honorable mention this week going to the Kitchener Rangers. Well, the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game is coming up later on this month, on Thursday, January 25th in Guelph, and the coaches for the game have been named. Team Cherry will once again have Don Cherry as the head coach, with Hockey Hall of Famer Brian Kilray his assistant coach, along with Bert O'Brien, his former bench assistant on the Ottawa 67's bench, and James Richmond of the Mississauga Steelheads rounding out the coaching staff. For Team Orr this year, Eric Lindros will be the head coach, while he'll be joined by the coaching staff of the Guelph Storm, including George Burnett, Jake Grimes, and Luca Caputi. Once again, the Sherwin-Williams CHL-NHL Top Prospects game coming up January 25th in Guelph. After Canada's World Junior performance capturing gold, next gold up for grabs for Canada, how about at the Winter Olympics? On the men's team, there'll be 6 OHL graduates: Justin Peters, goaltender, along with forwards Chris Kelly, Eric O'Dell, Derek Roy, Christian Thomas, and Wojtek Wolski. Looking forward to seeing those OHL alumni suiting up for Team Canada at the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. This week's OHL Cup, powered by Under Armour Minor Midget Top 10 Rankings, sees the Toronto Marlboros of the Greater Toronto Hockey League once again leading the way, followed by the Vaughan Kings and then the Oakville Rangers of the OMHA. For the complete rundown, be sure to visit OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.